I saw it, I think actually it was an off-Broadway performance of a play called The Exonerated. And the play actually, the text of the play was directly from transcripted materials, the voices of men and women who had been wrongfully convicted. So there wasn't, it wasn't a fictitious piece. It was almost a documentary style play. And it was horrifying and inspiring. And when I came back to Atlanta, I immediately looked up George Innocent's project. And at that time, they weren't taking volunteers that didn't have legal training of some sort. And I called them and I said, I don't have legal training, but I can make coffee, I can clean toilets, I can vacuum. I would really like to donate some time. And I said, I'll write a song. I'm a songwriter. And so Clarence and I met. I also invited my songwriting partner, Ben Holst. And Clarence and Ben and I sat down, and after about 2.5 hours, we realized it's not a one-song deal by a long shot.
It's a complicated freedom when you pay the price of time, and you're never gonna get it back, and you did not do the crime.
Well, right now we're at 13 songs and counting. We have released an EP of 6 of the songs, and that's what Life 2020, the EP that we've released, is. So this is the kind of songwriting I do.
Clarence, what was your thought about this project based on your experience when you first heard about it and first met Melanie?
Well, when I first talked with them, I actually didn't believe that it could be done. But once I did hear the song, I was amazed at how she could direct my words and put them into the song that way. To be honest with you, she expressed my words better than I can myself.
So, Melanie, after you realized there was so much more here than just one single song, did you know immediately how you wanted to structure this project?
Absolutely not. I think that we are continuing to discover the way to structure and deploy this project. Is it a theater thing? Is it a music thing? Originally, we weren't going to have any live performances that were Clarence, myself, and Ben. So it's been an interesting thing. I mean, I didn't intend to keep writing songs this long, but Clarence keeps dropping these gigantic, incredibly interesting concepts into my lap, and then I'm like, well, daggone it, Clarence, now I got to go write another song. Although the last one, Clarence is like, dadgummit, I can't say anything in front of you. So,
before it turns into a
yes,
song.
Yes, exactly.
Clarence, of all the songs so far that have been written, is there one that has really touched you, really caught you by surprise?
The one that enlightened me is She Put the Light Back In, so.
And that's about Iman?
Yes, that's about Iman.
She wouldn't leave me here alone. She put the light back in. Reached out and made me her friend. When I was so far gone, she helped me.
But the one that I'd be most sensitive to is My Mother's Face.
I could see everything when I saw my mama's face.
We've been very meticulous in making sure that the veracity and ultimately the integrity of these lyrics and this work he's the gatekeeper for obvious reasons.
And this is all about truth.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of times I think those of us that have not serve time think that being set free must be like winning the lottery, that everybody lives happily ever after, and that's a little bit of a fairy tale, isn't it?
It's true. You know, it's like hitting the lottery. You know, it's the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. But after, you know, time consuming and trying to adapt back into it, the realization hits and you realize, you know, that you're just not as free as you think you are. You know, there are still things that need to be done.
I God knows that.